Okay, now we start with the new chapter, the second ultimate truth. Now I will go really slowly. The second ultimate truth is mental factors, or we call in Pali, cetasika. Cetasika in Pali is called cetasika because they arise depend on citta. Consciousness arise depend on citta, That's why it's called cetasika. Citta cannot arise alone. Consciousness cannot arise alone, but must arise accompanied or associated with mental factors. And mental factors cannot arise segregated from consciousness. The relationship between them is association relation. Sampayuta pachayo, according to the patana, the method of conditional relations. Although citta and cetasika function interdependently, consciousness is to be the forerunner of the mental factors, because mental factors assist in the cognition of the object depending upon consciousness. And the relationship between consciousness and mental factors is compared to a king and his ministers. When the king travels, he does not travel alone, but he always travels accompanied by his ministers. Similarly, whenever a consciousness arises, it never arises alone, but always accompanied by its associations of mental factors. This is the relationship between mental factors and consciousness. Although the function of consciousness is to be a forerunner of the mental factors, the characteristic of consciousness, we have discussed already, is just aware of the object. It cannot by itself be good or bad. It becomes good, consciousness becomes good or evil depending on the associated mental factors. Mental factors have four characteristics. It arises together with consciousness and ceases together with consciousness. It takes the same object as consciousness and it has the same base as a consciousness. Let's see the thought process. In the Tang-Do cognitive process, let's say the seven javanas, seven javanas. When you are enjoying your food, what type of consciousness arises in your mental stream? Rooted in? When you are enjoying your food, greed. So the consciousness rooted in greed will arise at the javana stage for seven times. And so consciousness rooted in greed will arise. And it must arise together with mental factors. So there are certain mental factors, for example, 19 mental factors will arise at the javana state with the consciousness rooted in greed. Then when this javana ceases, the mental factors, consciousness rooted in greed ceases, then the mental factors also cease together. And take the same object as consciousness. Number third characteristic, mental factor takes the same object. This javana is consciousness rooted in greed. It takes taste as object. So when consciousness takes taste as object, mental factors also take taste as object. Now, let's say the javana arises depend on heart base. Consciousness rooted in greed arises depend on heart base. And its associated mental factors also arise depend on heart base. Now let's say teeth, tongue, vibrating, arresting, five thought averting, and tongue. Tongue consciousness arise depend on what? Tongue consciousness arises depend on taste. Then its associated mental factors also will arise depend on taste. I'm wrong. Tongue consciousness arise depend on tongue sensitivity. And consciousness cannot arise alone. It must arise with its associated mental factors. Then its associated mental factors also will arise depend on tongue sensitivity. Okay, so these are the four characteristics of mental factors. And citta consciousness and cittasika mental factors, both of them are called mind. Are called mind. And the Buddha said, mind leads the world. Mind leads the world. In the Christian Bible, now Christian Bible begins by saying, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. In the Bible, start with God created heaven and earth. But in the Dhammapada, it begins by saying, mind is forerunner. Mind is forerunner of all states. All mental phenomena has mind as their chief. Mind mate are there. If one speaks or acts with a pure mind, if one speaks or acts with a wicked mind, pain follows one, as the wheel, the hoof of the drought ox. The Dhammapada verses 1. And the Buddha continue, if one speaks or acts with a pure mind, happiness follows one, as the shadow that never departs. Dhammapada verse 2. So by mind, the world is led, and by mind, it is drawn. And all men own the sovereignty of mind. In the working of karma, its most important feature is mind. All our words and deeds are colored by the mind we experience at such particular moments. And when the mind is guarded, bodily action, speech and thought are all guarded. Thus, it is very important to study cittasika, mental factors, because mental factors make the mind wicked or good. So there are 52 mental factors in Abhidhamma. You should not get frightened by the number. Just now 89, now another 52. But these mental factors are very, very interesting. So 52 mental factors can be divided into four groups. Let us read together. 7 universals, 6 occasionals, 14 unwholesome factors, and 25 beautiful factors. Now what are the 7 universals? Contact, feeling, perception, volition, one-pointedness, lies, faculty, attention. To explain, all these are ultimate truth. We are all talking about ultimate truth. Commentary gives